Jerry Bader Show 1035. Just before the news, I was making the case. Mary Burke has had a good week. And let me tell you what's happened. Remember old Pink Shoes? You know who I'm referring to, Jason? Old Pink Shoes? Do you know who that is? He's so busy writing over there, he's just ignoring me. Well, that's fine. I know, you're just doing your job over there. Pink Shoes. The media fell in love with her. And they had it pink tennis shoes. But you can't think of her name, can you? Texas state senator, now running for governor. If I gave you an hour, you wouldn't come up with her name. She does? She hates the handicap? I don't remember anymore. Well, no, she gave the filibuster on the abortion thing. Yeah, I'm not sure what you're thinking of. Wendy Davis. You're not the only one who's forgotten her. The mainstream media has forgotten her because she doesn't have a snowball's chance in hell of winning. Well, now they believe Mary Burke does. And quite frankly, Mary Burke does. Oh, yeah. I remember the whole thing now. You're right with the disabled. You are right about that. So now they have focused in on Mary Burke because they hate Scott Walker. And, hey, she can actually win. So now she started garnering some media attention. This is going to be the hot race because at one point Scott Walker was considered reasonably safe. Let me say this. I will do a mea culpa. I took her lightly. And I believed he was going to win rather comfortably. That's not going to happen. And, yes, he could lose. Here's what you have to understand. There is nobody to sway in this race. There is nobody to convince that very, 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 very small percentage that actually don't have an opinion one way or the other isn't going to win this race. Here is what is going to win this race. The bases. And unlike in almost any other race in any other state in the country, the bases are the whole damn state cut in two. It's not 40% on this side and 40% on that side and then 20% who have their head somewhere. That's not Wisconsin right now. Certainly when it comes to Scott Walker. My personal opinion. I think about 3% of Wisconsin is undecided. And that might be high. You think that's high, Jason thinks, and it might be. The question is, will the respective bases get out? Here is what's really dangerous about the week that she's had. Even liberals who weren't comfortable with her are going to get all excited. And what this does is gives the false impression of momentum she currently doesn't have, but it's kind of the faking it till you make it thing. And that's the deep concern here. I don't believe at the moment that the conservative base is energized. Now, that's not good, but it's not awful because it's August 8th. It's not going to be until after Labor Day that this race starts for real. But I will tell you, I don't see the needle moving much at all. The question is of those who say they'll vote for Burke and those who say they'll vote for Walker, which is just about, I believe it's that close. Who gets out and votes? Now, I believe because of what's going on at the national level, nationally, you're going to see a more energized conservative base than you are Democratic base. That's what I believe. They're not particularly happy with their president. He's unpopular. Democrats are running from him. Here in Wisconsin, by God, if they think Mary Burke has a legitimate chance to win, they are going to be highly energized. All of this stuff that the media loves she's getting is going to start energizing them. Complacency is our greatest threat right now to Scott Walker. Just got an email. Scott Walker will get reelected. Stop worrying. I stopped worrying about 2 months ago because I was there. I am not there anymore. Now, again, there's plenty of time. I wouldn't expect the base to get energized, and you're getting some fatigue from a lot of campaign advertising. At least you folks in central Wisconsin probably are living in a little halo right now. But up and down the east coast of Wisconsin, pretty much anybody listening from this show, and we have listeners over the air from about Port Washington all the way up to Niagara in the eastern part of the state. And most of them are getting bombarded with political advertising right now because of a congressional race and a number of hotly contested and mostly Republican primaries, which is kind of a bad thing because it's Republican voters that are getting mostly fatigued. Liberals are just laughing and tuning out. They love, or just not even tuning out, laughing. They love to see Republicans beating the crap out of one another. It's not fatiguing for them. It is fatiguing for conservative voters. And I think that's a problem. But when we get past Labor Day, when you've enjoyed one of your last pieces of corn on the cob, that last picnic, that last whatever, you really, really need to get energized here. Because the key is going to be the most energized base is going to win. And there have been a series of events in recent days that I think are going to energize the liberal base. This is going to be, and I will tell you where this show is going to be busy. Upstate is going to be more important than it has ever been. Thankfully, Scott Walker knows this, and every time I bring this up, I take the opportunity to throw some stones at Mitt Romney, who never came on this show, didn't aggressively campaign in upstate Wisconsin. I believe that's because his state campaign chairman is from the Milwaukee area, and they fall into this delusion that, well, yeah, you know, we're the Milwaukee media market. We got it all covered. Too many people fall for that crap. This show covers the up part of the state. And I have joked with the governor on the air about this. In the 2012 recall, look at his margin of victory in Marathon, Brown, and Sheboygan counties. Jason, but do you think it's true or not? I'm just saying, look at the numbers. I'm not saying it's all me. I am actually, no, all kidding aside here, Jason. I am not saying it's all me, but I'm saying, look at the numbers. I can be of assistance. I would expect the governor after Labor Day to be on this show a lot. And what he needs to do is be a cheerleader for himself. Get your ass out and vote. That's what he's going to have to say. He doesn't have to convince anybody of the good job he's done. He's got to convince the people who know he's done a good job to get out and vote. That is going to be the way to beat her. Those of you who are fans of Mad Men, and those of you who are not, I will educate you on this. Mad Men, when it debuted on AMC in 2007, it was 1960 in the Mad Men universe. Interestingly, season one and the final season opened with Richard Nixon. Richard Nixon losing in 1960, and the final season opened with his inauguration in 1969. At some point during the 1960 campaign, the fictional ad agency that Don Draper and Roger Sterling and everyone else work for are enlisted to help with the Nixon campaign. You know, advertising. And they keep saying, he's going to win. And one person in the room keeps saying, it shouldn't be this close. Yeah, but Nixon's going to win. And someone in the room keeps saying, it shouldn't be this close. Well, Kennedy won. Now, Rush Limbaugh brought this up the other day, that Richard Nixon let two things go. He resigned rather than face impeachment. And in 1960, in one or maybe two states, there was Illinois for sure, there was clearly voter fraud. Clearly. We've been talking about voter fraud forever in Wisconsin, but we haven't really had a race in some time that was close enough where fraud could really be a factor. This could be that time. This could be that time. Nobody is going to pay attention to it. Nobody. And Scott Walker complained about something, and this is where the national media attention is very damaging to him, the national media attention to her. Nobody's going to put a microscope to her. He complained that the Wisconsin media is not digging into her background. No, they're not going to. She can say that she increased sales from 50 cents to 80 gazillion dollars, and nobody's going to challenge her on that. By the way, that's barely an exaggeration. And the number moved. It was from 2 million to 50-something or 3 million to, yeah. It's preposterous in any event. Well, they're a privately held company, so I understand. You'd have to be a pretty good snooper to find that. I get that. But nobody's even going to put a shovel to the ground on it. She's going to get a pass on all this crap with the occasional PolitiFact calling her out on something so they can pretend to be balanced. That's what it comes down to. But that's it. So she's going to get, now the mainstream media, nationally I'm talking, believes that they've got someone who's hot, who's really hot, and she's going to be, she's going to be the woman that's going to take down a big conservative name. And now they're going to give her a lot of attention. And Scott Walker's right. Nobody's going to dig into her at all. Whereas we have had dissertations on whether or not he was kicked out of Marquette University. He wasn't. There's not going to be any of that. She's going to get a pass on that. They have to do everything they can to keep her a somewhat unknown, so it's Scott Walker versus anybody else. There is only one way Scott Walker is going to get reelected. And that is if you're a supporter of the governor, get energized. This is going to be even a bigger task than it was in the recall. That's my concern. There was a built-in energy there that's not going to exist here. It's 10:48. It's an empty house. So hold
my hand, I walk with you, my dear. Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.